I'm like, how did we ever survive on a 27-inch tube TV? Holy shit. We sat away, like we sat away from the TV as well, and that was okay.
You had to always sit away from the TVs. No having a 27-incher like 2 foot from your face.
Oh my Lord. It really is just ridiculous.
It is when you when you look back on it, you're just like that. It is really wild where technology has gone within our lifetimes.
Yeah, I mean, the TV in our bedroom's 32-inch is a 32-inch TV. Do you remember trying to lift like a 27 or a 32-inch tube TV? Holy crap, you throw your back out.
You almost always needed help.
Oh yeah,
If
definitely.
especially yeah, if you were if it was anything over 35 inches, like some really strong people could handle maybe some of the 35, like 35s, but you started talking like 42 or something like that, it was always a two-person job.
Oh yeah. Well, it's because of, for the people who don't know, those tube TVs were so front heavy. Like the back, no problem. But oh God, it was all the weight of those 300-pound TVs, it seems, are all in the front. Good Lord. And now we just pick one up with our hand. We pick a 65-inch TV up with our hand and walk across the TV or the room.
Yeah, and it was wild. I actually, for reasons, went into Sam's Club the other day, and I mean, I guess I know that they exist. But it was wild seeing TVs now that are, I think it was 87 inches, and they're just selling them at Sam's Club.
Yep.
Like, it's just like, oh, yeah, like, no big deal. Like, I don't have anything remotely that big in my house because I don't think I sit away from a TV far enough, honestly, to have that big of a screen.
Yes. Well, I think is it Walmart or Sam's? It's one of the big stores that they're selling 100-inch TVs now. And they're like $1,000. Now, that's a lot of money, don't get me wrong. But it's not 10.
Oh yeah, it's those tube TVs cost more than that. So, that is also where this is coming from.
Yeah, my 27-inch TV, I think, was probably what, $200? Maybe a bit more back in, was it 94 or 5, whatever it was. I mean, that's got to be $1 million now with inflation and the exchange rate. And I got these monitors, both of them, for 150 or something like that. So, yeah.
It's it is pretty wild where things have gone. Another one that was Ron showed me some, is it like $300 device that is a Commodore emulator? And I'm like, I want one specific title, because my buddy and I were unable, and it's not Ken in this case, we're not able to beat this Commodore 64 game. Zach McCracken in the Alien Abductors or something like that. I need to, oh, Alien Mindbenders. But they did not have that available for this reboot of the Commodore. And I'm like, nope, not doing it.
You
Not
can,
doing it.
I guarantee you can find an emulator for your phone and get it for free. I mean, they've got like, I know all those emulators are like the big thing now, like with especially Atari. You can fit every Atari game onto a thumb drive and still have plenty of space.
That's the other thing that still blows my mind from time to time. Dragon Warrior just holding
Oh.
nothing in the pixel department to what is produced today.
Yeah.
And memory size, just like, oh yeah, that's less than any one single app on your phone.
And that's the
Like
that's the
just
beauty of all
dwarfed
this.
by those.
It's not an original thought, but it's like every single time something comes out, it's never going to get better than this. And it's only a few years later, it's better. But like the jump, like Nintendo, that first Nintendo system came out. And all right, that was like, wow, this is just like the arcades. And essentially killed the arcades. But then,
Oh yeah, it was definitely the beginning of the end for arcades.
yeah, which I, there's a certain nostalgia there. It just sucks they're gone because they were pretty, that was a lot of fun to do. But
Yeah,
yeah,
definitely an
whatever.
activity I participated in. I'm not sure quite to the stage of what was the King of Kong or anything like
Oh,
that.
no.
You know, like, I mean, I did remember people gathering around friends or whatever who were doing particularly well, but competition, not
Yeah.
really.
Yeah, it is funny, like people now, especially like younger people, they don't understand. Video games were everywhere. You would have your arcade. They'd be in a gas station. There'd be like a single stand-up in a gas station for no reason, other than just to get you to keep throwing quarters in. And but when they were just quarters too. Boy, that first 50 center was like, you gotta be kidding, man. You guys are pushing it. It was just a joy, like trying to, and everyone, I remember the Rathskeller down at Kent. They had a day. That was the first place I ever saw Street Fighter, and then they brought in that
Oh.
first Mortal Kombat, and it's like this is the epitome of video games. Like they're never getting better than Mortal Kombat. This looks totally real.
Oh, yeah, and it's wild that they've done how many Mortal Kombat and Street Fighters since then.
Oh, I know. And just even more gory. I mean,
So,
people get
some
their
have
heads
seen
ripped
him
off and
out.
everything else. Like, this is crazy. And then, hey, I want to play next. So now you just get a video game and everything happens like never.
That was definitely the end of my era. I think
Yeah.
I kind of bumped off right around Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat as far as video game play went.
Yeah, when it
Because
comes to the
yeah,
stand-ups, for sure, for
there
sure.
was not a good. That's one of those funny things where I do think that Ken and I, and you and I had a different experience. Like, I don't remember a good arcade in Kent, but there is an awesome one that still runs to this day in State College.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I mean it's still it mostly has the Mortal Kombats and Street
Yeah.
Fighters of kind of past eras and some of the newer stuff, I think, but yeah, there's only so much you can do. Like, not that many people are coming up with real arcade games
No, no, no.
anymore at this point, so.
Yeah, not when you can just download a game, buy it online and download it, and it's automatically at your house. So, where are they playing this? Chechnya, South Korea game, by the way. Is it in Mexico?
Oh, I am unsure.
Oh, okay. Because the stadium had grass. Like, usually where there's walls, they just have grass on the walls. Interesting.
Oh,
No, I just, I don't, it's not interesting enough for me to look up, but
kind of like a Wrigley Field-ish situation.
yeah. Interesting. I totally forgot the World Cup was starting. I forgot it was even here. I was very surprised Charlotte didn't get a game. That was weird.
I think because it's being shared amongst three countries, there are certain places that didn't make the cut, I'm assuming, in the US.
Oh, I didn't realize Canada was actually hosting. I mean, I know it was North America, but
Yes.
I knew Mexico was, and I knew the states were, but I mean, it makes sense,
I
obviously, but.
mean, I have no idea. Like, I have not followed international soccer particularly well. Even the US team, I'm kind of familiar with them just because I watch a lot of soccer still, but I'm still not completely familiar. There are a bunch of people in a bunch of different leagues now.
Yeah.
And it always seems like it's one of those, well, this is kind of the best talent wise we've had, but can they do anything? And it's just like,
Funny. That's exactly what they just said about the US team.
yeah, like it's been a perpetual thing. Like I feel like now since, 94, because I mean, I remember going to, I mean, that was the one thing that turned me into a soccer fan was going to the World Cup 94 in Detroit there at the old Silver Dome.
Yep.
Brazil and Sweden was the match. And I mean, I had never watched international soccer to that point, and just the fans alone, just I was in. I'm like, this is nuts. Like, just there were people. My ex girlfriend or my high school girlfriend, she was so possessive about anything she gave me. There were these Brazilian guys that wanted to trade me hats because I had a Germany hat because I had taken German in high school. So I did wear a lot of Germany stuff at the time. And I was afraid to give it away, but that should have been one of those things that it really should have done.
Yeah. Right, but well,
But seeing
those are
all those
choices, so.
drunk Brazilian fans and crazy Swedish fans there, it was just like it was such a mind-blowing thing, like to see all of that. And it's just like I'm in. Like, how do you not love this? Like, it's one of those things where it's just like, just come for the atmosphere. Like, if you don't really like the sport, like, don't pay attention. Like, these people are bonkers.
Yeah, that was my experience at the Olympics when we went in 96 to Atlanta. I mean, we parked outside of Atlanta because you should if you ever go. And we just took the MARTA straight in. We took the MARTA in. And even on the
Yeah.
MARTA, which is their above ground, well now actually underground too now, transit system. And you just see all different sorts of people. But then you don't really get the vibe. And then all of a sudden, like all of downtown was closed. And you come out from the, we stopped, you know, Midtown, whatever, come up out of the tunnel, and it's an explosion of different things. It was wild. And it was, I mean, I understand what they say by Olympic spirit because people do go to different places and commiserate and like share because I saw it first, at least back then, I saw it firsthand. And it was just cool because I remember going to, we went to basketball, baseball. I can't remember what the other sport
You didn't see Kurt Angle wrestle with a broken
was.
freaking neck?
No, that was 96, right? Or
No, that was Atlanta,
it
I'm pretty
was?
sure.
Oh, all right. So, no, I did not. I probably wouldn't have known to even go to wrestling back then. But
Oh no, I wouldn't have.
yeah, but we got to see. This is back when Cuba was in baseball. We saw Cuba and
Oh,
South
sweet.
Korea play baseball. That was cool. And I actually they just showed it on TV here. So the South Koreans, they always have drums with them. And then you've got a horn section. This was at the baseball game. Like people the horn section, they got drums and they got these little they got those thunder stick things that they started using over here. And then they have two conductors. So it's like a whole planned thing. So like they're playing baseball and they've got like a little mini band playing the whole time. And it was cool. Like you don't see this. And they were inviting
Yeah.
people in. Yeah, try it out, try it out. And I was like,
That's awesome.
wow. Yeah. So it's like I understand. I mean, now we all know the Olympics is corrupt as fuck. Don't get me wrong. But
Oh yeah, the
you know,
organization itself.
yeah. And FIFA as well. So
Oh yeah, we can group these all in the same
yeah,
category.
but it's like the play, well, it's just like college football is going to be the same way. I mean, we talk about it Tuesday that, you know, but when the games start, that's what matters. I guess in college, the college football is a little different, but don't know who the hell's betting on what now. That is just wild. But yeah, if you ever get a chance, anybody go to the Olympics. I've not had a taste of the World Cup at all, but it
Oh
looks to be
yeah.
similar. So
Yeah. World Cup was it was a blast back then. I'm assuming that it's still a blast. Because
I mean this.
even soccer matches, because I didn't really go to any when I was over in Italy, but also experience just going to the bar during matches
That would be fun.
was a ball,
Yeah.
just absolute ball. Especially because Fiorentina happened to do particularly well in the time period that I was there, so. The city was pretty hyped up about the team that year. So, yeah, I international soccer. There's nothing quite like it.
Yeah, it's just I have not experienced that. I mean, the most experience I've got with soccer is the team here. We went to that one game and
Oh.
they won 5-1, and I said I'm never going to a soccer game again. Like, it's not getting better than that. We got to see three of the goals right in front of us. Like, yeah. You know, for a first time in person soccer experience, this ruled. And the home team won. So
Yep,
it's like,
lots of goals, which is always the fear. And yeah, when you're getting six, you're definitely on the high side of goals scored.
yeah. And I just turned to everyone we were with. I'm like, I'm never coming back. Like, it's never getting better.
Like when we told our friend Jennifer when she saw Hell in a Cell,
Yeah, stop
then
watching.
yeah, we both turned to her like, just stop watching wrestling now. Like it's not really going to get better than this. And I'd stand by that. Like that's just one of those. I mean, obviously it's more of it's not a 5-star match, but obviously also one of the most unforgettable matches ever. So.
Yeah, it's the match itself. Yeah, it was really. I mean, it was just like one ugh after another. It starts off with a, oh my God, and it's just like, oh, like, just is this
Yeah.
over yet? And
Yeah,
yeah.
it wasn't as gruesome as the chair shots at the Rumble
No,
with
it
The
really wasn't.
Rock,
Yeah.
but it's still, like you said, like there were just so many, just everything looked rough that happened in that match. Like it all
Yeah.
looked like it hurt.
You know what's funny? The one part that's like Terry Funk was running interference for Mick Foley in that. And like you were talking about everything looked rough. Remember when Taker punched him? He punched Terry Funk, and Funk didn't really take a bump. He just kind of crumbled. Like Taker's like, fine, you're gonna be a distraction. I'm gonna make you one. I'm like, damn, man.
Yeah, you didn't need to do
Yeah.
Terry like that.
Yeah, everything sucked in that match. And then it was over. And then wasn't the main event Kane, was that Kane and Steve Austin, like the light 'em on fire match or something?
Oh my
Was that
gosh,
one?
I do not remember. You
Or
have my interest
yeah, because I
now.
isn't that where he lost the title to Kane and then won it back in Cleveland the next day? It was something weird like that. Because they had to get around the stipulation of setting somebody on fire. Because, like, whatever board wouldn't approve it, or, you know, as they rightfully shouldn't. So.
Because do they have the whole, or is this just the match itself? Oh, this is just the match itself, I think. Okay, yeah. Event. Yeah. Natural 9, holy shit snacks.
Yeah, don't look.
98.
That's like, don't look at the year.
Another one, just like last week when we were talking about Jericho and his list of 1,001. Oh, same era here. So yeah, let's see what the full card was here. First blood match came after that.
Okay.
If Kane lost, he would have to set himself on fire.
That was it. Yeah, that was it. Yep. Yeah, so Steve Austin got busted open, so we lost. That's how we lost the title. And I think he won it
Yeah.
back the next day, if I remember right.
I think you're correct.
Yeah.
Yeah,
But,
because
yeah.
Kane may always have the shortest title reign ever. Oh no, I guess Drew had it, really. I don't know
Yeah,
if it's the
anybody who
same
like lost to
title.
me after Money in the Bank. So,
Yeah.
since you mentioned Jericho, one, why is he just Jericho now? I'm guessing they didn't want to copyright the name. He's got the name copyright and doesn't want to let AEW use it, I guess. I don't know. But then also, what was this segment to open AEW? Tommaso comes out. He's dead serious. He's like, I'm the psycho killer. Well, you haven't killed anybody. So, I mean, if you're a big Talking Heads fan, okay.
And
But.
Mark Briscoe is in fact trying to get himself a main event match, sir, who you supposedly killed. So
Yeah. And. But it was like
he's
Jericho coming out doing the Kevin Nealon subliminal man bullshit from Saturday Night Live. Like, what? And like, no one's laughing at it. This crowd was dead. And then they tried getting to do chants, and they did the chants for like a couple seconds. And it's like calling him Tommy. Is that so bad? Like, I.
it was really rough. They're definitely again on AEW was a lot of up and down.
Oh, this show was not good.
And
Oh.
this did not start off on the right foot.
No. When like, that's gonna be gross, but it's like when there's a dangler and you just gotta push the rest of the time, to get the rest out, that's what this show felt like. Like there's a little bit of relief. Nope, you're not done yet. And
Oh yeah, I feel like there were a couple of decent spots that made it
you're gonna have to refresh me. So,
bearable.
like Don Callis and like, well, I'm sorry. Well, did Don Callis and Kevin Knight start? Was that after this?
That was after.
Okay. So, I mean, what more is to be? Jericho stinks. The crowd's not into him outside of singing the song now.
Yeah,
Yeah.
he is legitimately just an entrance now.
Yeah. Like there's nothing behind him. It's weird.
Yeah. Because it's not, it's kind of funny. It's not a vortex anymore. It's just, okay, I guess you're feuding with Jericho now.
Good luck. I mean,
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't seem to be working out for either party in any of these situations. Like, yeah, might not be a vortex now, but it's not a good place to be either.
no, it's definitely a vacuum, that's for sure. And you get sucked away, or the black hole, probably. I mean, it's not like Ricochet was all that great anyways, but okay. I all of his wins over Jericho were no one cares. So it doesn't hold anything anymore.
Yeah, like they had at least gotten Ricochet to maybe like, solid mid-level heel guy, and they just wasted it.
Yeah, I
Just
hated this
wasted it.
segment. Just all this, there's nothing worse. Like I maybe he's doing this on purpose. Okay, but why? Why would you purposely make yourself suck like this? Like no one's laughing. It's like watching a comedian die on stage every week. It's like okay.
It gets wilder and wilder to me about how bad this change has been. Like there was all that speculation about him coming back to the WWE, and I feel like we talked a lot about, oh, well, does he really fit in? What can he do? If he had just gotten a farewell tour, if they had signed him to like a 1 or 2 year deal and just said, okay, we're gonna, run X number of matches over the next couple of years and then you're out. That looks way more palatable right now. Like, I feel like that would have worked out for both parties better than what is happening right now. It is just,
It's
there's
not good.
nothing there. Yeah, there's nothing there now. Like, WWE fans can just pretend that AEW didn't happen. And I mean, that is the other wild thing is that it was a great idea for him to be their first champion, yada yada. Like the stuff that he did on the front end of AEW still holds true. This last couple of years, like I know they took like nearly a year off or a year or a little more than a year, whatever it was exactly. Yeah, like that year, like what, 2 years prior to that, maybe, like when we were already openly talking about him, just legitimately, like people started chanting, just retire Adam at that point. Like it's been like 3 or 4 years really since that happened because there's been the year off in between. This reappearance. Like Jericho has not been a great opponent for multiple years now, even with what I would definitely describe as a much needed breather.
And the sad thing is he's come back in really good shape. But him losing weight and losing a lot of his muscle mass also makes him look old. And he's not young, that's for sure. I mean, I'd be lying to say he was young. So it just shows. And it's like who like it's like the old guy. He's telling dad jokes essentially. And like not fun ones. So now he did have the good
No.
line about can I feud with someone who's got hair? It's like okay. But I appreciated Ciampa sticking to character, like, no, we're not doing this crap. But
Oh.
and did it anyways. So yeah, I the rough way to start the show. Real rough way.
Yeah, so and the Don Callis family thing just continues to be just the most unwieldy, weird. I don't like it. It honestly seems at this point like Don Callis's main job is to intentionally sabotage his own family.
Yeah, well, he's greedy, so that would be why.
I mean, I guess that's what you can say, but it's also one of those, someone's got to, I guess it does seem like Andrade is gonna wise up here soon. I don't know, but definitely seems to be leading that way. Kyle Fletcher is another one who's got to be getting going. Hold on, I'm getting replaced because I got injured? Like, Don, what the fuck's happening here, buddy? Respectfully.
Is Kyle, I don't think Kyle Fletcher's cleared yet, right? He's just back. Like he hasn't had a match yet, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah. So that would make sense. Well, he hasn't really reacted too much so far, and that would make sense why.
No, but he at some juncture, he should be offended by all of Callis's fawning over Kevin Knight here.
Yeah, especially
You
how, seeing
know,
how that worked
that.
out with Okada. I'm sorry, not Okada, Takeshita.
Yeah, the other three quarters of the family can just always be there because no one cares about them.
Why does Rocky Romero and Trent Beretta get mic time? And I mean ever. I and never mind. It really is never
Well, you
mind.
know
Like,
what? It's not even like I'll tell you what, the Daniel Garcia bits have gotten almost bad funny at this point for me. It's
I
like they
know.
don't realize that this is a bad bit, and they have 100% committed to it. And I'm like, you know what, guys? If you're really gonna do, if you're really committing to this bit this hard, I've got to kind of give it to you
Well, I don't, I hated the Daniel
here.
Garcia stuff to begin with. But then he's getting on their nerves too. Like Marina Shafir smacking him, like, shut up. Like, stop talking. And it's like, oh, okay. Now I get it. Like, they're doing this on purpose. Okay, that's that. I'll accept this. But to have Daniel Garcia talk like a tough guy is hilarious. It's like, just stop. Just get out of here. A stiff wind's gonna blow you around. So,
Yeah, pack on some muscle LBs here,
I,
Chief.
yeah, please. Like,
You're
he'd be perfect for NXT, that's for sure. Every skinny
he's
white boy in the continent that wrestles is there. Jesus Christ.
he really I mean, he has nothing better to do. I don't understand what else.
What is I don't know you to be what a shitty thing to say. Because it's accurate. It's completely accurate. Danny Garcia has nothing better to do. He's just collecting a paycheck and sucking. Like, all right. Good for you,
Yeah,
man.
I mean, hit the gym a little bit more. Like,
Look at who you're surrounded with. Claudio, Pac, Moxley, Marina Shafir is getting shredded.
even Yuta
Yes.
has gotten bigger over his wrestling career
Yeah.
at a minimum. Like, he's never gonna be a big guy because he's still like 5'9" or something like that, you know? Like,
Hey,
there's
Pac's not a
still,
big dude, but goddamn, he's figured out a way to pack it on. Sorry, man.
that
Not
man
intentional.
has some abs that I will
Yeah.
never have. That is for sure.
But Garcia's just like, hey, do you guys want to see a wet noodle move? Watch. And he starts walking. Like, what's going on here, man? I mean, unless it's by design, I don't know what that design would be, but I know it's a weekly thing now, but it's just. He's like he his role is he really is the pipsqueak that talks, and then the muscle has to do everything. So
Yeah,
at least he's
and
in the right role.
maybe that's what hit me this week. You know, like you said, like the abuse from me Marina Shafir has kind of been consistent for a little while now, and I'm like, I don't know, maybe, yeah, him just being the like you said, like the little dog that barks too much.
Yeah. I suppose that Butch and Spike. That's the old cartoon. So, yeah. All right. Enough about that. Well, I guess we did get Shane Taylor versus Moxley. Okay. We knew Shane Taylor wasn't winning because they never do.
Rip
So.
to any ROH personality that comes on AEW TV. You are going to lose. Thank you very much, Mr. Taylor.
Yeah. But then they give him all that shine afterwards for a match for Collision. Like, I've always thought that was stupid. The guy who's like a nobody, no offense to Shane Taylor, he's a nobody, goes toe to toe with Moxley, loses, and then they beat him up afterwards so that the jobbers get a rematch in a bit. Like, okay. And I know they're doing it because it's in Cincinnati and they want Moxley to like wrestle twice, but. How about no? Pay your money. I mean, whatever. I don't hate Shane Taylor. I actually like him, but they've literally done zilch with this guy. And really the whole Shane Taylor promotion, except for, was it Lee Moriarty is the pure champion?
Yes.
Okay, if you say so, you know,
But
like.
yeah, that's another one where and we can definitely talk about it later. I got a good laugh when I was on Twitter earlier about people that we're supposed to be hyped about, but
What? I always love these lists.
Well, no, it's not even a list. So, ROH is kind of the black hole. Who is it? Kenny Omega versus Bad Boy Ortiz, I believe, is the
Bad Boy
matchup.
Tito.
Bad Boy Tito.
Yes.
And some guy asks, "Who the fuck is this dude?" And I'm like, "Fair question. I watch a lot of professional wrestling. Have run a wrestling website now for longer than I'd like to admit.
He's an
And
indie guy, so
I don't know who he is." And Brody King answered like Brody King amongst other people were just like, "Oh, this guy's awesome." And it's just like, I'm sorry, dude, but he's just not that known. Like it's
right.
no one should really be dunking on this dude because people that do pay attention to wrestling don't even really know who this guy is.
Yeah. Well, I know him from watching he'll show up on GCW and JCW.
Oh,
But he's been on some other
okay.
shows, but not that prominent. Like he just shows up and goes. But if you see Bad Boy Tito, it's like, well, why isn't he doing something else? He's got the physique, he's got the look. I mean, it's kind of weird. But like it's like, okay, them saying, like, yeah, you're gonna like him. Okay. That doesn't answer the question, who is this guy? Like, all of a sudden, he's just showing up.
And all due respect to Brody King being one of the people doing this. It's just like, no, like he hasn't ever been mentioned on AEW TV.
Yes, yeah.
You didn't give him any type of introduction at all before announcing this match. Like, give him a video package. Make me understand who this guy is. That's completely acceptable. No, his name was just thrown up on TV in the middle of a show. Like, get the hell out of here, guys. Like, again, like, he could be great. For all I know, maybe he'll stick with AEW. Like maybe Tony will like him so much, he'll give him more money. I don't know. It could be that, but again, don't know the guy. So.
Well, and well, that's the problem. Well, it's the same. It's a problem with AEW. So to jump ahead, I guess, because I can't remember who did, was it Saray or Saray couldn't make the
Oh,
match.
yes.
That who took her place?
Maya World.
Who the hell is this? I honestly, I'm not being mean. I mean, it's a tragedy. Her brother died. That sucks. But
That
who
the
is he
whole
or who's she?
story around this was wild to me.
Okay.
Because it's just like, how is this person the person that ends up getting picked? Like, that is wild that someone gets into the United States, then your doctors won't clear them, is what we were
Yeah.
told.
Yeah.
So she had to be replaced, and the best option is someone whose brother died earlier this week.
Yeah, and as soon as
That
they said that, and she was in the match, I'm like, she's not winning, is she?
hey, yeah,
I
that is wild that they didn't have anyone else to ask and she couldn't be doing the right thing, question mark. I mean, I know that they said that her brother got her into it, so maybe it really was one of those I wanted to commit to this because of him.
man. Look,
It
wrote, I said to the group, worst women's Owen tournament ever. And I'm standing by that. I know, or you already know who the finals will be, but it what should actually be looked at more in depth is how this tournament is full of people you don't give a damn about or heard
Oh,
of. You know, like what
okay.
was the
I
lady's
need
name again?
Maya World.
Yeah, this match also sucked bad. This was
Cause
not good.
oh.
And even like the pinfall, Aubrey Edwards, she just gets to the ground. She starts counting. So it looked like it was a mistake. Because even Sky, like the she popped up, was like, what? And even Sky Blue was like, wait, what? What just happened here? And Sky Blue's shoulder's clearly up. So it'd be nice if they, you know, went back and were like, all right, in the spirit of the Owen, just so
Oh,
you've
I did
got
not notice that her
her shoulder
shoulders
wasn't
were up.
down until she was about ready to count three. I mean, which was just typical this entire match. The thing was sloppy. They had no character, they had no chemistry together whatsoever. And I'm like, yeah, because one probably shouldn't be on TV. But you chose her over all of the other women that you have to work with. And I think that would be my problem if I worked there. Why are you bringing people from outside? And I don't care about Forbidden Door, which is always their worst purchase pay-per-view of the year. And it's not going to get a whole lot of buys this year either.
Yeah, because the full brackets, I finally got them pulled up.
Awful.
Persephone and Hazuki. Again, two people we have not heard of prior to them being. Oh, no, I
Now,
apologize.
Persephone,
Persephone's been on TV.
yes,
So ends up being really weird that Hazuki is the one that moves on in this whole situation. Mercedes Moné beats Alex Windsor.
yep.
That makes sense, but in a lot of ways, it's kind of like it feels like you should be rewarding someone like Alex Windsor to move on in a round. I
How
don't
about
think she.
here?
I don't think she's gonna win the situation, but it feels like she's gotten enough TV time and been pushed enough that she deserved to win in this thing. I guess if you want to put it that way. And then we had Mina Shirakawa versus Athena. I'm glad that Athena re-showed up on AEW TV out of the black hole to win. And yeah, she's the one taking on Maya World. So it's Hazuki versus Mercedes Moné and Athena versus Maya World.
Which it damn well better be Athena and Mercedes. And here's the big problem is if they
Yeah.
have Athena and Mercedes again, Mercedes is likely to win because that's the money match, her and Tekla. Because Athena is the Ring of Honor champion for the last 4 years. No one cares.
Oh,
And
no.
that's the crappy part about this. She's going to come up and lose again. And it's like
Yeah,
it
holds
is a
true with
perplexing.
like we talked about it with Shane Taylor earlier.
Yes.
You're getting called up from ROH. You are not winning the final battle at a minimum.
Well.
Athena does get some TV wins. So she'll get another win against Maya World here, I would assume.
But I would. Oh, go
But
ahead. Sorry.
still, ultimately, she ends up losing in the big match, like she has
Again.
every time she's been on AEW TV.
And in this case, she should. Somebody posted a vi like videos or like still. I'm sorry, photos side by side of Mercedes when she first showed up in AEW till now, and she looks great now. She looks healthy. Like she was very, very skinny back then. I don't know why, but I don't know if her workout changed, whatever. We talked about a little bit on Tuesday. She looks good now. Like, okay. And then did you see, I don't remember if they, yeah, they played it on AWTV. Her video package about how she's been gone and she was seeing everybody like make like relishing in her downfall and all that stuff. It was really good. And I was like, well, there's her motivation.
You know what the problem with that is?
Uh-oh.
Something that we've already been talking about. Did I see this relishing on TV?
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
If you
no, I didn't. Oh, okay.
if you ignore that fact, it's a really good promo and story. How's that?
Yeah.
I was trying to
Yeah.
glance around that, like, yep, just keep going. Don't pull any logic out of it. It was good if it was true, but I guess maybe she's still trying to be the bad guy, and no one cares. But
Yeah, like it's yeah, she's trying to be heelish about it, and I'm just like, you got to be kidding me here. Like, Alex Windsor wasn't on TV. That was her loss to Mercedes would have made more sense if she was dogging Mercedes the whole time she was gone for some reason.
yeah.
Why her of all people would do that, I don't know. But still,
Yeah,
just
yeah. But
they're
I
there.
still like the promo.
Oh
In
yeah,
her
it
own
like
head, that's what's going on. How's that one? Go
yeah,
from
that
there.
does work.
Yeah.
That
So,
does work.
but
It's
again,
because
it's just.
it almost feels like one of those the one that I complained about on NXT for a while until they did finally drop it. The nobody respected me, JC Jane stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just because I think Vic said the line once and then she translated that to the rest of the women's roster. And I'm like, no one on the women's roster ever said that. So, I mean, it's kind of weird. So yeah, this kind of has a similar vibe to it to me in that department.
Yeah.
But again, it's great motivation, like you said. So it's hard to, and I do like, she's one where it seemed like she needed some time away, and I don't know if she'd almost been too much of a comedic role previously. But it seemed like she kind of came back with a vengeance, and I like that.
Yeah, so I
You
got no
know,
problem with it.
she seems
She's still
more serious.
delusional. Yeah, she's serious but also delusional too. Like,
Yeah.
so that was one of the highlights for me. I like this a lot. And I'm not even a big Mercedes fan, but I thought it was pretty good. I liked the way I did like was it on TV or was it on Instagram? Windsor finding Will Ospreay and just like breaking down. Was that on TV?
That was on TV,
Yeah, I
yeah,
thought that was good. Like, remind us that, hey, they do know each other. So,
because yeah, that was one where I'm like, oh, we're gonna acknowledge this on TV here, this
yeah.
one. Because yeah, it was he's kind of like winded from his match, and just kind of stops the promo and the end of segment. And I'm like, yeah,
Yeah.
that works great,
Wow,
guys.
real people doing real things. Weird. Yeah,
That
so I like that too.
yeah, someone's bon it's like that made it. Sometimes the wins and losses don't seem to matter enough, or the losses don't matter enough, and that was one of those moments where I'm like, man, this like that really lands a loss for you.
Yeah,
So
and it'd be nice if, especially clean losses too. Like you just lose and they should matter. They should affect you. So
yeah.
what else was, well, I know we have the whole debacle with MJF in a 6, 12, 12, 10 person cage match. Like for the main event of Forbidden Door. And if the conglomeration wins, Mark Briscoe gets a shot. And if
Yeah.
MJF's team wins, Kevin Knight gets it.
I
And it's like,
believe that is the case. Yes.
I was like, no one's buying this pay-per-view for this. Like, no one's buying a pay-per-view with Kevin Knight right now is gonna be the pay is gonna be the main event. Sorry. That's not getting any new fans.
It's just another one of those moments. We talk about Tony Khan and his shiny new toys. I don't
Yeah.
know what exactly happened, and they really have propelled this Kevin Knight push to the next level here.
Well, what's yeah, because what was funny is Tony Khan said in an interview that he really sees big things for Kevin Knight, blah blah blah. And now all of a sudden here we are. Like 2 weeks later. Okay.
Yeah, and it's another one of those moments where someone that has a title is trying to go after another title, and yeah, the two belts thing, it just gets really rough because it's another one of those moments, no matter the brand, and I feel like we've been pretty consistent about that criticism, is that one of the belts gets ignored. And like he's not going to defend the T, is it the TNT championship that he has right now?
Because the women is TBS and the men are TNT.
Oh, I mean, there's so many titles, I couldn't remember which
And
one he
that's why when you
actually
said
had.
one title get ignored, okay. Like the national championship, who cares? Okay, Mark Davis has it. Don't care. No, it's
Yeah,
meaningless.
the only one that we really know about, I think, fairly well at this point is John Moxley has kept the Continental Championship in the foreground here. A tip of the cap to him in that department, but also not surprising. I mean, he's still kind of their best guy.
Yeah, I mean, and he wants to work all the time, apparently. I mean, he just worked Wednesday. He's working tonight for the Collision taping. It's just, it's like,
Yeah,
he ain't slowing down.
he does not turn down a date. That is
Yeah.
for sure.
Oh, we did forget with the Kevin Knight segment that Darby Allin did come back. So.
Oh, yeah, and he's after Kevin Knight, and that's going to be another weird one where we're like, oh, okay, so I guess Kevin Two Belts is not going to last too long here.
No, I can't imagine that. I mean, I think, yeah, Darby Allin's won the TNT before, but still be fun if he
Yeah.
took it off him just for the hell of it. Because, Darby had his run, that's fine. Now just go back to being, mid to upper and insert him where they need him. But it seems like this
Yeah.
whole cage match is just an excuse because MJF's knees hurt.
Oh. Yeah, that was kind of funny. I forgot about that news being out there that MJF was legitimately hurt
Yeah,
and they
did you see
needed
the
to.
video?
No.
Oh, I thought I sent it to you guys. It was when Roosh did the drop kick last week in the corner, and the he landed right on his knee, and you can see it like buckle, like go the wrong way.
Oh, okay.
It was like, oh, that sucks. So if he escaped serious injury, good. But this
Right.
match holds absolutely zero interest.
Oh,
10 guys
yeah.
in one small cage? That's a disaster.
Ten man matches just always look ridiculous because it's just like anyone that as ridiculous as an Irish whip is to start with, it looks even more ridiculous when it looks like someone could tag and or hit that person at all
Yes.
times. It's really a weird look. I mean, even in the old school Survivor Series matches, it got kind of weird in that department.
Yeah. Well, especially when they had the tag teams. Remember when they used to have the Survivor Series tag team? Like, the guys just went, they were basically, it was a lumberjack match, basically, but they all had to be on the ring apron. Oh.
it did kind of resemble a lumberjack match.
Yeah.
So yeah. So yeah, 10 people inside a cage is going to be pretty weird and pretty packed. unless they go to a double ring. I don't
Which I
think
don't
they
think they're
mentioned
doing.
that.
No, they didn't. So it was nice to see Andrade actually not be stupid and go, hey, what are we doing here? So that was nice.
Yeah, tip of the cap to Andrade for maintaining the character here. He has maintained his focus on his goal of the World Heavyweight Championship, and he seems to be tolerating Don Callis at the right level. You kind of feel like he's still going, I'm getting enough out of this that I don't really want to blow this thing up right now. So I'll kind of hold off on blowing it up, but man, I'm really close to blowing this thing up.
And what was our then our main event was what? Oh, Brody King
Swerve.
losing yet again.
Yeah.
It's
Swerve and Brody King,
yeah, I
and
mean
that is exactly another one of those. I just don't put him in that. It's one of those classic don't put him in that position situations.
I don't know. I guess we're supposed to think that he has a legitimate chance every time. But yet history would tell you otherwise.
And
So
that is the biggest problem here, is that we have definitely gotten enough history, and lately, of him losing in big matches, and
yeah.
it's just like he already lost to Swerve here, guys. Like, you guys unfortunately stay consistent with this kind of thing, and I'm not expecting another win here.
Oh no, I wasn't
So.
expecting. I think I actually shut it off. I was like, I already know who won. And I know you're like, well, the match is really good. Well, I mean, I guess, sure. But when it's always a foregone conclusion thing. And in AEW, it's very rare we get surprises. So you can usually tell. And no, Sky Blue and Miss Monday doesn't count.
Yeah,
So
Maya World.
Maya World, that's it. I don't know why I said Monday. That's weird. But yeah, this show wasn't good. I mean, just the crowd did not help, by the way. The crowd was dead, but it's also like, well, maybe they didn't like what they saw. So,
They really did not give them a whole lot, in my opinion, on this one. So I can't cannot completely complain about the crowd because
Oh,
just not like you said. Like, I thought that there were a couple of those highlights, like the Osprey and Windsor thing, but other than that, yeah, like it was just kind of
yeah.
And that's again not great going into one of your pay-per-views, only a couple of weeks away.
They still got time to salvage people barely buying this thing because. We did have Tekla a Tekla video package about her attacking Stardom people. All right, so we can go to NXT now.
Yeah,
So
we already complained about the they've had her complain about Stardom on TV, but it's another one of those, I don't know any of the Stardom people here. Like, I don't care how great they are. I mean, I know that we saw some of them live at WrestleMania. I still need an introduction if she's going to take on someone in
No,
particular.
absolutely. Absolutely. So,
Yep.
but I don't know. I like this episode of NXT. Now, there was some goofy stuff, but
Oh yeah.
overall,
All of Mr. NXT listed under goofy stuff.
I wanted to hate this stuff. I really did. It grew on me. Like, okay. Now, one, I didn't know Aaron Rourke was the Evolve champion. I also did know Aaron Rourke. Kit Wilson, is he hurt? They keep saying he had visa issues going back where he lives, and it's like, well, what? So he couldn't get overseas, but it just seems weird that all of a sudden he can't travel where he would have gotten like a big welcome over there.
It kind of feels like one of those situations. They're keeping him on TV in one way or another enough because they don't think the injury's that long term. Because like the Miz keeps on talking to him on a phone or just actually talking to him on TV, and then he makes this appearance on TV too. It's like one of those ones where it feels like it's going to be kind of a short-term injury. So they're trying to keep his face visible. But so I would lean towards it's a shorter-term injury, and that's why he stopped being the Miz's disciple for like a couple of weeks here. And started officiating Mr. NXT. He seemed like a perfect person to be officiating such an event,
Well, yeah,
in
because they
my
always wanted the
opinion.
ambiguously gay stuff, and it's like you gotta apparently Aaron Rourke is an outwardly gay man, and that's
Oh,
part of his
okay.
character, and I guess so was the comedian guy,
Oh, yeah,
at
that seems
Mattel
pretty.
some guy.
Yep. Sure.
Okay, so I did like they didn't hide from any of that. I think that's why this grew on me. It's like. What was the he's like, yeah, I loved everything about you, Tristan, from the neck down. And it's like, well, his dick is out. So like, oh, okay. Tristan wasn't letting anything hide, other than, he
No.
had to wear briefs. So
No, yeah, I mean, it wasn't quite banana hammock
yeah.
territory, but
But
we're moving towards it.
yes, it was. We had those little panties on at the end, the Speedos
I thought there was a little more coverage than a
on
banana
the back,
hammock.
maybe, but that front was all dong, so it was hard not to notice. So good for him, but no, it's like they had the fashion show, which was stupid, and I'm like, oh, what is this dumbass stuff?
Yeah, they kind of rushed through that one, and probably was not the best of the segments. I do feel like they did a decent job of building up to the end, because I like the second one a little
The
bit more.
talent part is that's what won me over. I go, this is idiotic because somebody said that to, I don't know. I've never tried it, but apparently you can solve a Rubik's Cube in 18 turns.
Oh, yes,
So
my
that's real.
nephew can do
Okay.
what Shiloh Hill does.
Okay. Well, did he? Because there was an edit and then he was done. Now, I'm not saying he didn't, but I'm saying they definitely edited that. And then he
Oh,
whatever
that's
that cool
fine.
juggle thing was with the wire, I was actually impressed. I'm like, what is that? And then, of course, Tristan has to interrupt, grab the Rubik's Cube, and rightfully does what everyone should do with a Rubik's Cube. Smash that shit on the ground. Enough, you fucking nerds. Look, I can get a square box, and like, you know what? If it was a Hellraiser box, I'd be more impressed. But yeah, so, and I cannot do that, by the way. But it's like, okay. So he smashes it, and they all get mad. And then what happens? He starts juggling. This is what won me over.
Yes, I'm
Shiloh
like,
Hill
hold
on a
on.
unicycle, for no reason, just rides by. I'm like, okay, we're back to the clown show stuff. All right, that's fine. I'm in. I'm in with this. So.
The fact that I'm sitting there going, it was making me laugh that Tristan Angels was so mad that he decided to do the same gimmick as
Yeah.
Shiloh. It's just like,
But
why
worse.
aren't you do yeah, but worse, like, why aren't you
Yeah.
doing your own thing? Like, you had to have had something other than juggling in mind here, sir.
Yeah. And then as soon as they said you can vote online or whatever with the QR code, I'm like, Obviously, Shiloh was going to win anyways. But you're like, all right, the fix is definitely in.
Yeah,
So,
the fix was in the moment a QR code was involved.
yeah. So, and then, the final segment, of course, you knew he was going to win and he was going to get attacked, and he did. And it was a pretty good attack. So, cool. Like, good. That's how we.
Effective, non-championship feud here.
Right, yeah, which they actually have some of those. So, and I know we jumped in, but the opening match was great with the tag team
Oh
match.
yeah, like I feel like this is one of those, okay, we kind of know who most of the new players are and we can move forward with things. Like obviously there's still going to be some learning moving forward here, but opening match with Frazier and Axiom Fraxium for those at home, versus Noam Dar and Romeo Moreno.
Yeah.
I mean, you need some people in your tag team division, and if they're gonna have Noam come back and be in a tag team with a young guy, let's roll with it. Like, that makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah. Do you know how old Noam Dar is?
Is this
He's,
gonna be a younger than I think
yeah,
situation?
he's 32. That's it. I
Oh,
thought
yeah.
he was. I thought he was in his 40s. That dude's got a. That guy's got an older guy's face already, and like he's.
I would have gone 35.
Yeah, so I was surprised. I didn't check the Romeo guy. I was watching. And I got curious because it's not a bad tag team. I guess that's what this whole angle was set
Oh,
up.
I think he's 21,
So,
they said during the broadcast.
Jesus.
Yeah, he's like a Javon Evans,
All right.
that level of young. So, good on him for even getting on TV this much already in his
Yeah.
career.
Yeah.
Not great getting the L's, but you know what? You
No
have a
one's winning.
lot. You have a lot of time. I'm not.
Yeah. No
I
one that's
am not
showing up is
concerned
winning
yet.
anyways. So I well, except for Naraku or Naraku or whoever, like depending on who says the name. But like okay, so I'm gonna be dead honest. Mason Rook needs work. It was very clear. Like, Evil, you can say whatever you want about Evil or Naraku, Naraku, or however they were saying it. He's clearly the veteran. It was clear as day. But Mason Rook was just selling in the weirdest ways. Like they botched the sit down jawbreaker thing. He sells it for like 2 seconds. And immediately just picks him up and does another move. And there were some other things that were just sloppy on his end. And I just went, oh, maybe he's not ready for TV. And they need to let him grow his hair back out, by the way. Like right now, he doesn't have a good look. And then after that, should be fine. But
No.
like the right guy won, but at the same time, it's like another new guy losing, even though I know a new guy just won. But
Oh yeah, it is kind of funny that Naraku is in that situation where we at least watched enough New Japan where it's just like, oh yeah, like he's kind of old
yeah.
hat here,
Yeah.
guys.
And you look at
New
him,
to U.S. audience though.
well, yeah, he's new to a majority of the US audience, and he looks cool. Like
No.
he stands out.
He has the look.
So yeah,
He definitely
exactly.
has the look.
So and hey, I know everyone likes to talk about match quality and this, but if you got a flair, you got money. That's how it works.
Oh,
You know?
yeah.
You gotta be able
And
to back it up, of course, but
honestly, I don't mind a kind of sloppy and an okay kind of way match.
right. This one was sloppy in a bad way, though, because this also took place. Wasn't this was after Kalani and oh gosh,
And no, it was before.
It was before? Okay. So
Yeah, it was the
maybe
match
that's why it
directly
stands out as
before
being
it.
worse than I thought. Because Kendall Gray and Kalani tore it down.
Yeah, could
And
that was the match, these between these two shows, this was definitely the match,
yeah.
the best one. Because it was almost kind of weird. I almost want to look at the times, because they're saying just over 13 minutes for Kendall and Kalani here.
Oh.
Because it almost felt like they didn't give Zarya and Tatum Paxley enough time.
To me, I think they did because Zarya should have killed her with the way they were going about things. So I think, like, she just picked up and beat her ass at the end. Was kind of like, yeah, that's kind of what should be
Oh,
going
okay.
on.
Yeah,
So,
10:46, so it definitely was a shorter match.
yeah. But you want to
And
get.
I kind of agree with you. Like, I think they got Zarya over
Oh,
is
yeah.
a mauler finally here. Like, it's unfortunately for her, taking her a couple of iterations of NXT. NXT 3.0 went right by her, and she had to start in
Yeah.
4.0. But
Well,
hey, it's better late than never, as far as I'm concerned.
yeah, I mean, she came in at the wrong time. Julia and Stephanie Vaquer came in the same show. I think it was the same show.
Within a couple of shows of each other,
Yeah.
yeah.
But I could have swore it was the same because Julia came out, Stephanie Vaquer came out, and then as the show was ending, Zarya came out. And it was like, what? Like they gave them all away on the same thing? It was something like that. And then it wasn't working because she had no personality. So at least that's what the whole soul thing did. So,
Oh, yes.
but I like this match too. I'm sorry, I don't need to get away from Kendall Gray and Kalani, but I like this with Zarya and Tatum because Tatum's
Oh.
gone now because I guess she said bye afterwards. So I'm going to guess her and Lyra are going to finally hook back up on the main roster because Lyra's starting to get a little darker edge to her after losing again. So
Oh.
that's how it's what it looks like is happening. Not really
Yeah,
sure. So
that's still in that weird Bailey saga situation, where they've never really got on the pot with her and Lyra as a tag team, but they haven't also blown them up either, and neither of them has gotten a singles push. So
Right.
like I they've been on TV, again, always one of those, better to be on TV than not on TV, but not a
Yeah.
great, not a great spot to be in, though.
No, but it was time for Tatum anyways. I think they got everything they're getting out of her.
Yeah, like
And
I it felt like she needed a second title reign to validate the first one.
yeah, oh, for sure. For sure.
And she got a couple of wins under her belt this time. And yeah, like I don't, she's in that category with even Kalani Jordan, who ate a loss this show too, where it's just like, I don't know what else you really need to do with these two in NXT. I honestly don't, you know what I mean? Like, why are these two in NXT? Like, Kalani does not need the main championship before leaving.
No, and I think that's what this is. I think this show was goodbye to a couple of them.
Oh.
I
Yeah,
think
would not
this
be
is Tatum's
surprised.
goodbye, and I think this is also Kalani's goodbye too.
Yeah, I mean, Tatum makes a lot of sense. Like, again, like a double ch 'cause she wasn't the NXT champion, right? It's just been the North American Championship twice.
She was Kalani was a TNA champion.
Oh
Oh, Tatum?
no. Tatum.
She
Cause
wasn't the speed
this
champion, was she?
no. I was trying
Okay.
to remember if she was two-time NXT champion or if she'd won the main championship, and that's what Izzy Koster.
Now, no, Tatum was never the main champion. She was always the
Okay, the
North American.
NA, North American. Okay. So yeah, two-time North American champion. Like, yeah, you don't really need the main belt if you got that to for Michael Cole and or Joe Tessitore to talk about.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. I think I wouldn't mind seeing NXT just like Shawn Michaels and them just get away from that in general. Not everybody has to have all that stuff. You know? Like even Tony D winning NXT titles, like, okay. You know, like sure.
Yeah, that one is wild. Like, you can kind of understand, unfortunately, for a couple of guys in the main roster, what the problem is. In that, people like Carmelo Hayes and Ilya Dragunov are vertically challenged, and Tony D does not fall into that department. So it's just like one of those. What's happening here? Like, this is still the weirdest thing ever. Like, I'm excited for a match between him and Naraku because I think it should be a good match. But I still don't know what the hell he's doing in NXT at this point. Like,
I get the
they've.
feeling Great American Bash is going to be a goodbye for Lola. It's going to be a goodbye for Tony D as well.
All.
Because Kendall Gray is clearly someone that they want to invest in. And I see it, but you can see a little bit of the holes in her game with Kalani. Because she get up and she was trying to feign like exasperation and all this, but she wasn't looking like, how do I put this? Since I'm an acting expert, when she was looking around, she was supposed to be like, I don't know, anguished. But it
Yeah.
was as if she was portraying it through like, all right, I have to look anguished right now. And instead of like thinking about it instead of just doing it. And I think
Yeah.
that's some stuff she's got to work on. But man, when she puts you in a move, you're going with her. What was it, like that fall? Was it Fall from Grace or Fall of Gray or with Touch of Gray, whatever it is at the end? Woof!
yeah.
That came out of
Oh.
nowhere, and I was like, "Damn!" And that's on both of them. Like that's a compliment to both, really. But
Yeah, she pulled, 'cause isn't that basically the Oblivion kind of, except it's not necessarily in the ropes.
right. She just pulls you
And
down.
yeah, she's feels more natural than Liv Morgan doing that.
Yeah. Oh, she looks
So,
natural, period. And that's
and
why this was like a good farewell for Kalani. Like she made her look
oh,
good. Kalani looked good. And time to go. You
yeah,
know? Time to
Kalani
go.
so doesn't need anything.
No.
She's
No. And
great, so.
then I think Lola loses to Kendall and Lola goes to the main
Oh.
as well. There's
Yeah.
nothing more for her.
Yep,
No
she
reason.
got a big win. Like, she's another one that probably needed a big win, has the championship reign under her belt, similar to Tatum in a lot of ways, where it's just like, yeah, we needed some type of validation here. Like, you guys have kind of kept her around and put her in main event situations, but she had always kind of fallen short for the championship. So yeah, like, she's got that check mark achieved. Like, time to bolt.
Yeah, and Lola also, like, when they start sending her to Mexico to do stuff, they're not just sending anyone down there. You know, it's like I know she can speak Spanish or Mexican, whatever, and that's why you're gonna send her. But, you know,
Oh,
there's
yeah,
also like
that.
it's a bigger indictment, not indictment. It's a
Yeah,
bigger
that.
commending you. Because I mean, they sent Chelsea down there. They sent Ethan Page, or hell, maybe Taker's requested them. Who knows?
Oh, yeah. You've got to have some level of trust to get included in the AAA plan. to serve some level of purpose. And Lola's been great at that. So tip of the cap to her
Yeah, her
in
and Mr.
that part.
Iguana and that whole, they kind of ended the feud with Los Toxicas this weekend or last past weekend. So, and
Oh.
it really does seem like if it's funny because if Taker wants somebody in AAA, they usually go down. He had nothing but good things to say about Ludwig Kaiser, and look what's happened there. He and Michelle McCool, who's getting a little better on that podcast, they were both talking about how great Chelsea was. And Taker's like, I'd
Oh.
love to get my hands on her. She goes down there and she's part of the tag match. She's part of the mixed tag with Ethan Page. And it's like, okay. So he was, I can't, he was talking about somebody else. And I'm like, well, he was talking to R-Truth. And they were talking about him doing something. And Taker on the podcast goes, you speak Spanish? He's like, no, I don't. He goes, oh man. He's like, well, if you ever go to Mexico, I know a guy, and I know he'll work with you in a heartbeat. And he goes, he it's like, I think you can make a lot. You can do a lot down there, as in like make a lot of money. So,
It like it's wild that they do still have enough people around to fill those types of roles where even what is, oh, War Raiders. Is that the biggest stage in the world? No, but you know what? It keeps you active and employed.
Yeah, and I think they said that that was the one title they hadn't won yet. I know they haven't won AEWs, or I don't believe they won the TNA ones, but
Yeah, I
everywhere
mean
they go,
they've
everywhere they've gone, they've won titles. So it's like,
yeah,
okay.
I mean I think they have ROH and New Japan checked off on their
Yeah,
list, so good
I'm
for
sure
them.
something else too.
Well, in WWE at this point, whether it's
Yes.
SmackDown or Raw or
Yes,
whatever
whatever.
they're calling them at the time.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think this and the Great American Bash Show, which I believe is what the end of the month they said, is it
Yeah,
Memorial Day
because
weekend?
that it was the interesting one. They are really building up for the Great American Bash being the first pay-per-view or PLE, I guess is what they're
Yes.
sticking to, I believe, in terminology, to be on the CW. And it feels like they're treating this as a big thing because they were starting to book stuff for it this week.
Yeah.
Naraku and Tony D got booked for it, so we got main event already booked for this thing a couple of weeks away. So yeah, like it seems like they were ready to play towards this.
Yeah.
Because
And I mean, because even they're setting up a North American title match for Great American Bash for next week, but Tavion Heights and
oh,
is
Miles Bourne.
Jackson Drake.
Oh, Jackson, yeah.
Yeah, because he's no longer the Evolved champion. So, but yeah,
Yep.
so like you got that. I can't see Miles Bourne. I can see Miles Bourne losing, but I can't see Miles Bourne leaving. Like, I don't think he's ready at all. I just don't see it still, but
I feel like he has a little more cook time left in him. So,
yeah.
I'd be surprised if he goes up. I'll say this year, we only got 6 months left. Why not? I feel like he's a next year call up. So.
Yeah, I can see that, but I just don't know how short-lived it'll be. I don't know. It has nothing to do with the speech impediment. Well, I'm sorry. It's not a speech impediment. I'd correct myself. Well, I mean, I guess it is, isn't it? I mean, he is hard of hearing, so
Yeah, I suppose that's what you would call it? Question mark?
a
Feels
different
like the
speech
correct
pattern.
terminology.
How's that? So, no, I really don't want to. I don't want to insult the guy with it because it's not,
Right.
he can't help it, but it's funny. I was about to say he doesn't sound like you or me. Well,
Yeah,
if you go
well,
down to Texas, people don't sound like us either. So, you know
yeah, I was
what?
gonna
He
say
has a different accent.
Yes. I was
Yeah, that's better.
gonna say, I
That's
guess
better.
you just call it an accent.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not making fun of a deaf guy for speaking. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it would be weird to not ear yourself back. I guess it's one thing to listen to a podcast back. It's another thing. You still kind of hear your own voice in your brain, so
Yeah.
you kind of know what it sounds like.
Yeah, I do remember I worked with a lady at SeaWorld, Pat. She was deaf completely. I think he has partial hearing or something like that. And she didn't talk, but and I'm not saying this as a joke, but when she did, it was to get your attention. And you really do learn firsthand. They do not know how they sound. So the sound that came out of her mouth, it was frightening. And then she would apologize. And it's like, don't apologize. Just, it worked. So don't apologize. You got my attention. But yeah, it was.
It was effective in what it was supposed to do. Oh, man.
Yeah. So it's like, that story always comes off wrong. But that's not what I'm saying at all. It's just like, oh, it's like real eye-opening. So I just can't imagine that. That's ugh.
Yep,
Yeah.
it would be pretty
But
wild
then
to
those deaf people that like they've never had hearing and they've learned to speak, and that's always blown my mind too. Like, how? I don't understand. I guess is it vibration? I really don't know.
Yeah, people are amazing.
Yeah.
People are both terrible and amazing, so.
I know. That's why we're the complicated species. Oh, and
Yep.
before we go, just real quick, my chipmunk problem has been solved. I am 5-0 against those little bastards. So,
Not know this was a problem.
fuckers. Chipmunks are adorable, dude. They just are. There's no way around it. Until they're messing your house up and like messing your stuff up. So I have better tools and they
Oh, they found out the better tools, huh?
oh, they sure did. One found out apparently a long time ago, and I didn't know that trap got sprung, so ooh.
Doke. Well, that feeds very well into the bell time beer of the show.
Dead chipmunk juice.
nope. True Brewing funeral. We are
Oh,
having a
wow.
funeral for the chipmunk on this
Yes.
very podcast.
That's in my giant gray
Imperial
trash can.
Stout, 12% alcohol, 16-ounce can, just some Columbus hops in there, a whole lot of malt that is very tasty. This is out of Wheat Ridge, aka Denver, Colorado. Yeah, very tasty tap room. They play all heavy metal
Nice.
all the time. And actually, even more specifically, I think it's mostly death metal. So go there at your own peril. But I'll tell you two things. Beer is delicious. The food vendor inside of the venue, when I went a mere year ago, very delicious. That one comes with a high degree of suggestion should you find yourself in Denver. So Bell Time Beer suggestion from at DeFrango11. He's at Granny Mays. Brandon's at Stunt Granny. Write your reviews either on Spotify or at Apple Podcasts and download us at other places like iHeartRadio and YouTube Music. Have a good night, grandkids.
Later, gang.